Blog Talk Radio.
Of the night. I hope you guys are ready. We have a great show planned for you. Those calling in, this is Psychic Jethro and this is Psychic's Gone Wild. We are ready to go wild. For any of you that would like to get in contact with us, I have a lot of iTunes friends and other computer listeners. Make sure you call that 773-897-6461 number to get in. A lot of people, but you can listen in there and it's a lot of fun. Hang on, all of you listeners that are calling in. Last night we had a little bit of crazy difficulty, but we gave away a lot of prizes and we'll be talking about them. I say we, because tonight you guys are in for that wonderful treat. We worked together once before. This is the phenomenal empath. She's dedicated to helping others with caring, heartfelt dedication. She has a connection with plants and animals. You guys love her from Mondays. She sees people who've crossed over. She works in dream state and experienced other paranormal activities. We love her. We know her as Lori C. We're going to bring her in right now. Lori resides in California. For all of you callers that are calling in, she's a very gifted reader. So get with her on psychicsgonewild.com, or we'll send out the email and get a reading by Lori today. Not only is she phenomenal, but you're going to love her. Lori, how are you doing?
Hi, Jethro. I'm doing great.
Great.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We get to start this baby off, and we started off with our song. From those of you tuned in, it was a wild one. We've got a lot of other people putting in to get us a theme song. We'll be trying a couple others out here through the week so you guys can listen and put your vote in. Do you like that song that you heard tonight on it? It will start it out. It's going to be considered the January 1st song to start. We have a couple of other people putting in that are putting in their music, and what we'll do is we'll pick one from the listeners to do it. To be fair, I ask all of you guys, I know a lot of you have sent in music. Our phenomenal hosts, starting with me, Jethro Smith, Chris White, Gary Wimmer, Linda Irwin, are all musical. So we do play musical instruments. And those of you who know my sister who's been on, Linda Jolly Richards. So us three are disqualified, unfortunately, from this contest, because if one of us do the music, then that means we have four or five others who don't get to. So we love all of you guys that are putting in. And I do love the music of Gary's. I love Linda's music. I'm kind of a little bit with it. Chris plays real well. But just to be fair, so you guys putting in know that. So we've had a lot of contest people. PsychicsGoneWild.com is the place always to put it in. And let's talk to Lori. You guys know, Lori, we're talking about this year, and our subject and topic is goals and setting goals. We have a lot of people writing in and going, Jethro, every month you change the stuff on us. You're going too quick. We got to do it monthly. If we did it just all the same, we'd be going boring. So we got to keep you wild. Lori, what do you think about setting goals?
I think it's a good, very good idea, especially the new year. And I have some information that is wonderful that I found. Why do we set goals for ourselves? There is that I come across six important reasons why you should set goals. Let me begin with the first one. It gives clarity on your end vision. If you don't have a goal in your life, you are spending your life running around and not achieving anything for yourself. Next one, what drives you forward? Your goals are a representation of your inner desires which motivate you in life. And next one would be, what gives you laser focus? Goals give you a single focal point to place your attention in. The next one would be, What makes you accountable? Having goals makes you accountable and are obligated to take action. The next one would be the best you can be. Goals help you achieve your highest potential. It prevents you from growing. And the last one, live your best life. Goals ensure you get the best out of your life. Becoming a better person, discovering new knowledge and abilities to let your experience life events than previously from the same life. Goals with specific measures and deadlines ensure we are maximizing our output and experiences during our time. And if you have already discovered your life purpose, your goals will ensure you get the best out of your purpose. I thought that was very interesting.
Very interesting. Very, very phenomenal. And I love this, Lori. You know, there's a lot of ones writing in here on the email. They're going, Jethro, let's ask Lori why that I've set goals before, and it seems like when I feel the goal and it feels odd to me, should I go ahead and set the goal because I know that I'm not going to do it, or should I go with my gut feeling, Lori? I feel like psychically, when it feels odd to my stomach, maybe I'm wrong. What do you feel?
Right. I don't know. I still think you should just at least try to set at least one goal and then work with that and see what happens. If you accomplish that, work with the next goal. Just take it slow. Go with your intuition. Go with your heart. That's what I plan on doing.
I agree, and I see, and I agree with you, Lori. I know that from years of mine, I would set quite a few goals. I put them out. I know one thing that, remember, telling your goals to someone else makes it more intense. So I would, and unfortunately, I learned the hard way. I would have 3 to 5 goals, and I would try to set real strong ones. And then I would tell individuals that I knew who were my devil's advocate. They were the people in my life who would give me that honest, and sometimes what I didn't want, the other side of how I was looking at it. But it's a real good way. If you tell it to one or two people, it makes it more known and for you to do it. Make sure those of you are putting on your refrigerator, like Lori said, at least just start with one. Don't put, you know, the list of the 10, you know, deadly get them goals, because if you're putting out so many, it can be it. If you do gradual steps for some people, I know there's a lot of multiple taskers. I got people writing already, Jethro, I like to put 8 or 9 on my fridge. I always follow through, and I bribe myself with candy. You should understand that as a chocolate lover. I do, and I love that.
You reward yourself. Right. Right.
Yes.
I mean, you have to be realistic with it. You know, a lot of people set goals for the new year to lose weight. Well, how many people think about it? How many people actually follow through? Not that many. You know, I mean.
True. And it is.
I mean, I used to belong to Weight Watchers. I was a member of Weight Watchers. So.
Oh, my goodness, that's going to be a little dense. And I've heard that they have it set up where it works with you at a level where you're comfortable. Was it, and how was it, Lori? Can you speak about it?
Oh, yeah. It's a very good program, very recommended, highly recommended, with good results. They work, you know, you work as a group, but also you have, you know, the teacher there that works individually with you, you know, to try to figure out what your weaknesses and strengths are, and how to balance that. And going to the meetings helps. They give you pamphlets. I mean, it's a lot of fun, actually. It's a lot of fun. And it's not as hard to lose weight as you think, but it's a healthy and safe way.
Love it. Now, those of you tuning in, this is Psychic Jethro and Lori C. Lori Connell. If I say it right, I hope this time. I always mess up the name. She has a husband and son in California who are probably looking at each other going, someday you will get her name right and we'll let you live. She is pursuing her career as an empath and healer. And Lori is on tonight on Psychic's Gone Wild. We got a lot of you guys writing and going, we know who Lori is. We love her. We have down without a distance. Your caricature was the cutest, but the real Lori on Facebook is better by Tina McCara. I like listening in from South Carolina because Lori is a very honest person. She's told some things on the show that she wasn't sure of and said that. I find that better. I find that some of the shows I listen in into here. Sometimes people say stuff, and then later you kind of go, was that with it? I like Lori's honesty. There we go. Well, this is good. We're reading out. We're having fun. I know all you guys are tuning in. Make sure it's Psyche's Gone Wild you get in. We do a few readings. We'll be picking up the phone a little later. We do some information, like Lori and me were just talking about, because this is goal setting, and this is what we're talking about for January. I will tease you guys in the interplay. This is like we used to do. When I pick up the phone, if you're going, give me a reading, give me a reading, I'm going to tease you. You got to give me a little something. You got to give me a little bit of talk about the topic that we're in. So those of you who are picking up, 856-916, you'll be our first callers we pick up. You've been patient. 217 and quite a few others behind you. Stay on the phones. Don't go when I say your name. Just give me a little bit. And, you know, as we always do this, we love to help with the reading. But you guys that are in this, this is where we really are helping. I had a person write me yesterday. We did give out the prizes for any of you guys that didn't look. You can see them. We are listing them on psychesgonewild.com. There was 10 winners that I called out yesterday through the show for each of our hosts' cardatures. And we also gave Rita, who's in the room right now, teasing in the chat room, and she tells us that her goal is set to live in the moment and be mindful. We love you, Rita. And Rita was one of our winners who called in, and we joked and teased, and she won a reading for being our fourth caller. So this is the wild part. We give out prizes. We give you guys a chance to see what kind of readers we are. You get a chance to do it. Lori, with a husband and son, you're living in California. You're working out the healing. Is this... Can you tell us, I mean, this, we're really getting intimate here. We're always like nosy Nellies. Can you tell us, Lori, how is it to be able to run a family and a household and still be trying to do a healer? Is it very hard?
Sometimes I feel like Superwoman. Oh, wow. Yeah, it is very, very hard to balance both. I get pulled in different directions, but I know what I'm doing is right. In this line of work, I know I'm meant to do this. I've always been in the beauty and health fields where I have helped people. So I know this is my calling. Sometimes it boggles me down, but I pick myself back up and I know I'm worthy and I'm moving forward, learning new things. I love it.
We love you on here. You're one of the family, one of the friends. We've got a lot of people tuning in, writing, and they're writing to me right now. Jethro, I know that yesterday you spoke of something about the food and the burnt gravy. That really bothers me because I don't understand. This was a psychic show, and you turned it into a cooking show. Yes, I did. We had a person from the other side. You got to hear the whole show to get on me before you jump. There was a thing, but it was lumpy gravy, and the person on the other side was a mother who was teasing her daughter. And so with the mediumship, it never turned into a cooking show. Believe me, I'm a good cook, but I didn't do that to you guys anyway. We are going wild. I'm always in trouble, Lori. I love this. We've got other ones writing in, listening in to the show tonight. I have a question for Lori. I have worked with plants and animals, and I feel very much an empath. Sometimes I will get tears and cry over sometimes just feeling the loss of Mother Nature. Lori, do you have any idea what do I do or what do I work with? As an empath, I just can't help that feeling. Oh, yeah.
I know exactly. I am a very high empath. I'm very sensitive. I don't know if I get upset if I lose a plant. I just know that I've given all I can give to help nourish it, and then I just move on. You know, try to learn from my experience. You know, why? You know, don't, you know, second doubt myself, but just grow with it. And, you know, some things you got to let go. Some things, you know, you can't save the world, and we empaths tend to think that. And a bulbous of
I agree, gone. Yes. I agree. Yeah. And those of you tuning in, we're going to be doing Psychic Jeopardy. So listen carefully to Lori's shows. You guys all love her, and she's our newest. We'll look at it this way. A couple of us have been out there a day or two. We weren't going to say how many days, but we've been a couple of days of doing this, so there's a lot of information. We'll be the easy 100-point prizes to win. If you want to win some of the big 500-point prizes, do Lori C for 500 points. One of the questions is, I know one of the answers is, what is a sunflower? Isn't that true? That's one of the flowers that Lori Connell grows?
Oh, yes. I still have my seeds from my garden from Ohio. I save everything. I save all my seeds and repurpose. I am a recycler, repurpose type of woman.
Oh, you guys, now we are getting some questions for Jeopardy. So you guys that are tuning in, be ready to win those prizes. We are picking the strongest, longest listeners, and we've got quite a few already in line. If you want to be in, write to PsycheScumwall.com. You get a chance to not only be on the radio, but you'll get to be on with Patty Negri, Jethro Smith. We're looking at getting our phenomenal Jan Bock-Drakey to maybe do a little hostess work. And with Lori, we'll be doing through February, where you guys can call in and you'll get to be play Psychic Jeopardy with our hostess and host. So you guys tune in. We're always going wild. Lori, I thank you as a friend. I know that I met you through, can I tell them the story of how we got to meet? I kind of told a little bit about it. I met Lori through a vine of something. It was very phenomenal. My sister, those of you know Linda, is very psychic. She makes things. She made this beautiful drums, and she goes, they have to be for each person, and they have to be done. And she promptly puts them up on Facebook. Lori bought this wonderful drum, and it got sent to me in Florida. And I go, okay, this is wild. I go, who is this person, Linda? And she goes, she's really cool. She's on Facebook, and I love her, and la, la, la. You know, and I'm like, okay. And I went on and met Lori, and we've become friends. I mean, I think we've been friends ever since we just met. It felt like Lori was one of us. She's very empath, very psychic, and we got lucky and graceful enough that she agreed to come on and play with us on Psychics Gone Wild. I can't remember, was it Halloween or close to it? Because I remember the person was adults and trick-or-treating with you. I keep teasing about that show, but me and Lori did a show, and they were asking about adults wearing costumes, should they or shouldn't they? And
oh, yeah,
and Lori
got
over.
Yeah,
remember that.
Uh-huh. I said, well, you know, go for it. If that's what makes you happy, dress up. It looks silly out there.
I'm going to tease you guys. We love it. We had so much fun. I'm supposed to let you know from the listener last night that, yes, she did make gravy this morning. Her mom from the other side helped her, and she asked her for help, and she couldn't resist. So she had gravy this morning, too. So we got all these people.
Oh, wow. I make good gravy.
You can make good gravy. Do you know that they say psychically on your food you can tell that? So is your gravy, what kind of texture is your gravy? Is
mine's
it thin, thick?
Smooth. No, mine's more of a medium base, thick. Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Reading that, and as a cook, I would say in my chef years, you were a person that are really good with things, but sometimes it's hard for you as a disciplinarian, that you kind of like other people to do it, and you have to be careful. Once you make up your mind, it's hard for you to see other things. You're very liberal, fair-minded, but it's something that you don't like to get into a real strong debate because it will upset you.
Mm-hmm.
I just read Lori's gravy. Now we're back to the food show. You guys tease us to it.
Now read my homemade bread pudding.
Oh, my gosh. If you make bread pudding with different flavors of it, some people use lots of vanillas and cinnamon. Some people don't even use them. That means that your personality, you're quick to flare. Now, Lori's obviously must have the right texture because she has been happily married. Because if you make your bread pudding and don't have the right elements in your bread pudding, then you have what they call a flaky one or not real strong bread pudding. And I don't know where that comes from, but I'm like the trivia king on food. Those of you know, it's my favorite hobby. And there will be later. Right now I got Uncle Jethro's book on all the household things to read. Later on I'm going to have books on the psychic of the food. And I have a couple of books I want to put out that I've studied from teachers on the different mathematics of it. Let's say, Lori, are you a person that when you serve your salad to your dinner, do you put it out first or do you serve Mediterranean and have the salad after the dinner?
I'm usually a person that puts a salad out.
Oh, very trustful. They say this is a person. And notice this, you men that are single, take this in the note, or men that you know that are cooking for your ladies, always do that because the Mediterranean is good and it's a good way to do dinner, but they say that's the person that can kind of flirt around. So if you're going to be dating someone that's dropping that salad right away, take note of these things. I'm telling you, single, I kept track of it. Never break your spaghetti.
Wow.
And then the water. If you break your noodles, it's an Italian tradition, you'll be hard for you with love. But if you leave your noodles whole and let them sink into it, slowly cooking into it, you will not get hurt in love. And I got to be honest with you guys, I've never been hurt in love. But I learned that like at 9, and I was like, I don't want my noodles broke.
Well, I sometimes break my noodles if I use spaghetti noodles to make pasta salad. So,
Salad would be an energy break, and your noodles would say that sometimes that you have to have a little bit of your own space. If it's your house, you're the queen of it. Nobody else is going to rule Lori's house but Lori.
Right.
That's what that would. We got to
right.
Leave the love. OK, okay, I'll get out of the food. But it was fun to play there. Let's grab those phones. We got friends and family that want to play with us, and we got more stuff coming on goals. 856, I know this number, 856.
Hi, Jennifer. Hi, Lori. Happy New Year. This is Laura.
Hi, Laura. So, Rock, where you been? New Jersey?
Yeah.
New Jersey.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I love it. Welcome. Are you enjoying our talk? What do you think about ours for the New Year goal setting?
Well, I think it's excellent. And, Lori, I do want to lose weight, and I know most people don't stick to it, but I have to do it this year. This is going to be the goal I'm setting for myself. I want to get healthy and give up some bad habits. That's my big goal.
Right, right. I think I saw or I got something in the mail through Weight Watchers. I don't know if there's any around you, but they were having a special. You could, with the free membership, I mean, you still have to pay for each class you go to. It used to be like $12 per session, but they waiver the sign-up fee. So you might want to check into that.
Well, for me, I'm going to be hitting the gym, giving up carbs and sweets. I got addicted to the Frappuccinos at Starbucks, so that's the biggest change that I'm going to make. So today's the first day where I didn't go and get any Frappuccinos. So I'll probably headache withdrawal tomorrow from not having any caffeine. But, yeah, I got to lose the weight this year.
What was it, Laura, that you said the phone was acting up about Starbucks?
I got addicted to those Frappuccinos.
Oh, Frappuccinos. Oh, yeah. But they're not good.
Yeah.
I love them, too. I love coffee. But they're not good because they're high in fat.
Exactly.
But you can, you know, when you set your goals, reward yourself with a small one. Go in there and get a little sample. You know, you're not depriving yourself. That's what Weight Watchers tells you to do. You know, don't eliminate it. Just do it in moderation.
Yeah, if I'm able to do it in moderation, that's the problem.
Willpower. It's willpower.
I love it.
Yep.
I couldn't give up the coffee. They'd have to hurt me. I'd be crying like a baby. There'd be people coming down the street. They'd be dragging it out of my hands. I'd be yelling, Mama. It would not be pretty.
I know.
I love my coffee.
I know.
That's tough.
Got it. Whoa. Just feeling it makes my heart hurt. I could cry for you. We love you. We've got energy here. I'm picking up a little bit of your aura energy from you, Laura. And as we were talking and going through the work, they're telling me that the year for you is going to be two significant things. I feel like there's some work that's happening for you that has to – it's like people are working on some things there. I'm seeing relationships coming together. But I feel there's a little bit of a sadness that you've had to pick up more work or more weight. There's something going on with you that you've got more responsibility that someone else is going to have to start helping share there with that word responsibility.
That's more or less in the past. I had all the responsibility, and I basically made a decision a couple of years ago to cut some ties with those people that were always.
Oh, my, you little tie cutter.
I did. So that responsibility is kind of in the past, I would say. I'm hoping that nothing else comes up where I have to take on more responsibility with these people, with family members. I'll leave it at that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so I don't know what they're talking about, though. Are they saying that I'm going to have more responsibility coming my way with family?
I'm afraid to say, yeah, your choo-choo's picking up speed, girl. They're saying there's some more responsibility, and it's good, though, because part of it is you do well under this. You're one of our, what I would consider a people that do real well under that word, and I know nowadays it's become a big fight of how much and leveling out, but I feel that you have a part of your spirit guides that are saying that you've got to take on a little bit more of this right now again. They said 2015 is a very positive year for you, but to be careful, I'm seeing the blue jay around you, which means fight for your territory. Sometimes you have people trying to, I feel like, move your boundaries or something. There's something with you in that word boundaries that you have to be careful. Otherwise, you have people trying to push you or do things, and you have to be headstrong.
Well, that's what I'm, that's the thing. I'm always giving and I don't get anything back from anybody.
Oh.
And I'm trying, and I don't want that anymore. I don't. What's this responsibility now? You got me worried that I got more stuff coming down the pike.
Stop your worrying. That's the coffee. That'll stop that if you hadn't. But you gave up the sin. I'm teasing you. It's okay. Don't worry.
Jethro, seriously, what's coming down the pike that I'm going to have to take on more responsibility? Is this with my brothers? Are they going to be dumping?
Yes.
Huh?
And they're going to be.
Why?
But I'm sorry. Why? Because they're your brothers. But they also are telling me that the part that's going to be handled out of it, what is even better for you, is you are going to instinctively be able to kind of do this. They said keep your boundaries. They've done this with you before, but they're used to doing this. The guys are telling me that with them, that what will happen out of it is you and them are going to come to an agreement that there's a point of no for them because they've got something in their life that they're used to other people kind of doing it. I feel like they want to push this off on you a little bit because they don't want to. There's something about it's like handling the parents or handling stuff going on that they've pushed on you before. I feel this is a constant battle with you guys of you going no and them going yes and them trying to put that with you. Am I correct, Lori? Are you picking up some of this stuff?
My parents are deceased, so that was, you know, I mean, I quit my job to move back home and take care of my mom and everything because my brothers were right down the street wouldn't do it, let's put it that way.
And that's a repeat pattern. They're trying to do it again. Not this time with your parents, but I feel it's like that consistency of them going here, and they're trying to get you to come in, or I feel that they're trying to work this to get you to help them with some things, and you having to put up those boundaries because it always is, they act like you're just hanging out, like you're the one that they can just drop off this stuff to, and I feel you guys having some communication of, you know, there is some energy there from the other side of your parents that are telling me that you did earn karmic coins. You did a very positive for the people that love you on the other side. Now it's time for you to have that energy here, and yet I feel like you're not getting that is what I feel.
Well, they live in another state. They're far away from where I live. I moved. Get away from them.
Oh, you little runner.
Get away from me. And don't follow me.
Yeah, basically. I mean, I up and left. So.
Oh, my God.
You got me worried, Jethro.
You can't do that. We only have so many minutes, and I got to run because I got people behind you. But don't get with the other words that we've got with it, Laura. Sit there and look and see with the energy because what they're showing me, and I still stick with it. I see with a male, I see some other family, and I see that coming along. But you've got to be able to stick to your ground and just say no. You may have ran from them, but you know, there's still some other ones trying to do that with you. They're still trying to get you to take on what is not your share, is what I feel. So don't be worried. Yes, and get go into psych.
I called to ask about work, to ask about a job. You can't
hold that
on me, Jethro.
We can't do that anymore. This is 2015. We don't just answer all those questions for you. But do you have anything for Lori for work? I apologize. Lori hasn't got to talk at all, and I'm in trouble. Lori's like, you little selfish, Jethro.
Oh, I can't see. I'm going to get my glasses on here. I pulled a card for you, Laura, and this is a Two of Swords card. And this card shows that you're going through some trial times right now with your family and other things. Sometimes you just have to stop and think, what is more important? What are you getting out of it? And learn to say no. You know, if you have to be happy with yourself, you can't please everybody. So that's what I have to say.
Yeah,
I feel that you said with the energy that.
That's a big one.
Yo. Love you, Laura. We got to work on you. You call us back, we'll be getting with you. And other people are pushing and shoving, and I'm getting called, oh, my God, Holder Man. I'm not the Holder Man. Okay, we're going. Here we are.
Thank you, Holder Man. I'm Superwoman.
Thank you, Lily. Holder Man and Superwoman are coming in now. We're grabbing on to people and holding them for super time. I hope you guys are having fun. We've got a lot of callers. Keep calling in. We're going to grab as many as we can. We had so much fun. Never worry when we get a reading with me because I do give you just part. I've had people say, why? Obviously for this reason. I do this very well. I am phenomenal, accurate, very many energies, but I'm going to give you a piece. This year, when you guys call in, know that we always did just the one question. Now we're giving you what we've got because because you guys wanted to prove with us more. So you're allowed to stay with it, but we're only going to do so many minutes. So not to hurt your feelings, we love all of you. We want you to keep calling in, but also don't call in once a week, because remember the rule, if you're going up to the higher energies, we are a different radio show than usual. I know there's a lot of shows on Blog Talk, you just call in and they go, okay, every week you ask, is Joe coming home? Is my baby coming back to me? And everybody's always going, dun, 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 dun. We don't do that, because the reason is that we are very light spiritual warriors. And what it is we keep going to our higher counselor, and it's like the little girl that keeps selling you cookies. If she hits your door 6 times, fly my little lovely chocolate dots, you're like, go away, child. Go far, far away. So we're doing the same thing spiritually here. So when you guys call in, it is a little different. And we love you guys. I've had people, you can email me. My email is psychicjethro@aol.com and express your desires, but I won't continually pick it up. So if you've called, a lot of times we let you listen in. And if you do, and I do just say pass. It's like, oh, I had a reading last week with Chris White, and he told me stuff. I'll pass. Don't have like 7 readings, because it'll mess your mind up. So
it'll
sorry,
mess
I'm like
up.
Mother. You know? And we don't want to be messed up. We're already Superman
no.
and older man. Superwoman and older man. I got it right. 916, let's get our kicks. How are you? You're in here with me and Lori having a wild time. Are you setting your kicks and getting ready for kicks?
Hi, thank you. Best wishes to you both. Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah.
And my name is Wendy from Sacramento. The last 2 years have been very sad and rough, and I just have a feeling that the tides hopefully will turn for me for this year, 2015, and what do you both see, please?
Oh, excellent. I'll be a gentleman. Ladies first. To you, she's grabbing her cards. Don't rush the girl. She's Superwoman. She's really powerful. She will hurt you. No, teasing Lori dearly. Lori's getting ready. Oh, my God.
Okay. Let's see what they have. Let's see what they show. Seven of Cups. It shows a Seven of Cups. The question was, what was the question again, Wendy?
Well, my question is, I've been out of a job now for a few days, less than a year.
Okay.
Call it a full year. And I am trying to be strong, and I'm being professional in my approach. And
mm-hmm.
I just have a strong sense, even karmically, because I am a very good person, that the tides, it's time for, way overdue for the tides to turn for me. And doors should be opened, and I feel like it's time for me to get an opportunity for somebody to see my potential, and that it'll be an opportunity that will last for several years.
Okay. Okay. Okay, the card that I pulled is a Seven of Cups. And what this card shows, this person is having dreams, basically. And things don't always go the way we always want. And what I mean by that is, you may want a certain job, but after so many tries of going after it, you know, it's not working, then we have to go a different direction. So this card is showing different, rewards, different directions to take. And going in that way will, eventually put you back on the path. Do you follow me?
Yes, the last 16 years I was in a call center environment, and recently I've been opening my mind to more like a reception area in a classy clinic, and be sitting at a desk or a counter and, you know, doing the copays or scheduling new appointments, or maybe something in the banking field, maybe a credit union environment. My past has really been in the vision insurance world, but I'm receptive and I have an open mind.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Well, you got the opportunities out there. I'm going to turn this over to Jethro.
I agree with what you're saying with the energy, and I see that the energy is going to change. And you said what we were getting, Lindy. I pick up you're a crystal blue energy, meaning that you are fighting through some karma in this life, and there's been some odd stuff. You didn't, and nothing's come easy for you. I feel like you've had to fight for work. I feel like you're having to get the things in. I worked at a call center, which is sometimes frustrating. People don't realize it can drive you over the edge if pushed. The guides are telling me with you that you are a very positive blue individual. You're able to communicate, do things, but this time the life, the struggle is not over. I feel 2015 is going to be a little intenser. I see you like a light bright set. For those of you who know my age, I used to have one. They are an old system of plugging in with colors and energy, and then you would put, there was a light bulb behind it, and it would be a picture. You would plug in little plastic pegs, and it would do the color. And they're showing me that's coming from the energy is that you're filling out this tapestry of love for you, Lindy, that you're learning to value. The person before, we were talking about boundaries, and I feel that there's something that's happened when you were younger that you had to learn. You had to learn to stick up for you, Lindy. I feel like sometimes some of the other people there didn't take care of you like they should. I'm you know what I'm saying?
Who didn't take care of me?
I feel like there was something going on with the family or other things. Sometimes there was a little bit where you had to grow up quick or you had to do things, and people cared, but they weren't able, or something happened financially. There's something where you had to, you had to take care of you, or they didn't treat you kind of where they should have treated you. I feel like you had to be the stronger than even the parents or something. You know what I'm saying?
Well, my parents are the two greatest gifts I've ever been given, ever. So I'm very thankful to them.
Mm-hmm.
I did have to learn to believe in myself, and I used to be very shy, but I had to overcome that to be able to survive financially, and I've done that very well. And
yes.
I can present myself very professionally. I am an empath. I care about people, and
mm-hmm.
Last year I was very intense about it, having to be a call center. I'm no longer thinking that way.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be great, but lately I've been picturing myself in more reception, in a classy clinic or doctor's office, and just rescheduling appointments, greeting people, or maybe something in a credit union. But if a call center job becomes available, that would be great. There is one that I got a call out of the blue for just a couple days ago. And so I don't know what's going to come of that. But I have applied, Jethro, to a major cell phone company. You've seen their ads on TV. This starts with a V. I've got two applications in for them. I'm extremely well qualified, and I have no experience in the cell phone field, but I'm an intelligent lady. And also, I did apply at a credit union. I have 1 year in a call center for a financial institution that I did very well, and then the 15 years at a vision insurance company. So I am putting good energy out there, and I am believing in myself that I have such goodness to offer and to benefit the employer, and I just have to believe that I'm going to get my foot in the door with a good company real soon and be able to stick with them for several years.
I feel you will, and they're telling me that it's going to come through. I'm still seeing it, and I do feel it with the center. I feel it's with it. I feel that because of that, what they were talking about earlier, and what I love that with your parents and the blessing, is that you did grow. You did come out of the shyness. You guys have got that working together, and I can't wait to someday. I feel like that your abilities and stuff, that you'll probably be helping us around some things too, whether it's Psychics Gone Wild or one of the other facilities I work. You know, I had some opportunity now. I'm looking at TV and some things. So, Lindy, I love you dearly. We got to run. We had our time. Please go to psychicsgonewild.com and put in for the prize. I want to give you a prize because you're such a sweetie.
Well, thank you. So do you want me to send you an email, Jethro?
Oh, yes. Please do.
Okay. I'll make sure that I say Wendy from Sacramento. Bless both of you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We are working here at a rate that's even funner, and I've got a lot of you guys turning in. They go, Jethro, you messed it up because you didn't pick up my phone. I am the fan of Lori's for a long time, and I want her to know that she is really cool. Well, I'm sorry, Gladys. You got to go ahead and give me more of a clue. I am psychic, but we've got about 31 people ahead of you pushing to get at this person. So we got to work at it. Lori, could you calm your fans down? Work with them. I mean, Cher has them walk in one at a time. Don't get pushy people on me. I've got people right at me. They're laughing. This is Thursdays. Yes, those of you tuning in, Angie Mitchell and Chris White are still here, or even better, they're going to be on Tuesday nights with Jan Bach Drakey. For those of you who didn't listen to last night's congratulating news and most beautiful announcement, Jan Bach Drakey became American certified. We love her. She's going before with Dina Flanagan, Patty Negri, Jethro Smith, and other hosts and hostess of ours. So we love you guys, and we know definitely tune into Tuesday nights. You're going to hear the Totem Reader talk with the Empath and have the Tarot Girl throwing in cards. So that's going to be fun. Chips and Salsa, this is Jethro putting out a message. I know you're in Kansas. Don't make me chase you down. Get a hold of me so we can get you to work. So we've got that listening in.
Cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha. Chips and Salsa, come on, mama. We love you. She knows who she is. She's supposed to be working tonight, but we couldn't get a hold of her. I've got other ones writing, Jethro, why do you always keep changing the guests and hosts? We love our favorite people. There's been people that you have had that I really love, and now I've went to listening to their shows. This worries me. Very good, simple. This is Psychics Gone Wild. What we do is we professionally bring in everyone, and we are wild. If we were just Contra and you knew what we were doing, we wouldn't be real wild. We'd be tamed and controlled. We're not a lassie. We're the wild ones. 217, come on in, 217. It's getting hot in here. 217, this is Psychic Jethro and Lori. We're talking.
Hello, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Are you having fun with this? I'm getting wound up. Lori's got his going Superwoman toys and everything. It's getting out of there.
Well, there's great energy for sure. I wanted to tell you about goal setting. I did something. Yeah. There's a full moon on the 4th, and I told Twitter my goal, and I wasn't really planning on it because I've been single for a really long time, and I admitted it, that I wanted, you know, love in the coming year, and I told everybody on Twitter, and I'm kind of embarrassed, but anyway.
Oh, my God. I hate that happens.
But you were talking about goal setting. There you go.
And how many people do you have on Twitter? How many people did you spill your little...
Not many. Well, not many, but the person I tweeted does.
Oh, no. And if it was me, I have 31 plus 50, 50. You got about 160,000 people going, she's single, baby. She's ready to mingle. See you.
I know. It was one of those things, you know, surprising full moon, and it just popped right out. So anyway, you got anything to read on that?
My gosh. Lori, which one of us? I have to get your name permission from the guys to read you, though.
Zia.
Oh, excellent. Oh, my gosh. What do you think, my dear Lori? What do you want to do with Zia, besides put her on Twitter again and tease her mercifully?
I know, I'm a live wire. Please don't.
I know. I am, too. This is perfect. You come in, and there's like three of us, and Lori's always this energy. I listen to her show, and I have to go then and go, okay, Lori, calm it down. My head's going.
Exactly.
Okay, your name was Zia?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, that's a pretty name.
Thank you.
Okay. And you want to know about Twitter?
Well, just about, if I'm going to be single anymore, I don't care about Twitter.
Oh, okay, you want to know about relationships? Well, forget the bird. Why did the bird go away? Tweeted? Oh, goodness. Oh, yeah, that's fun.
We just have a talk with Twinkies in the room for all of you guys. I want to talk with Twinkies.
I don't think we need caffeine. Oh, goodness. Okay. Oh, shoot. Okay, the card that I set for you is a King of Cups. And you're not in a relationship right now, are you?
I am not.
No?
No, 10 years single.
Okay. Well, this card is showing this person is basically waiting, as you are waiting. It seems like you have some issues to address first, finding out what you're looking for, what kind of man you're looking for, or woman. Setting your priorities straight, I guess. I don't know if you pray about it, meditate about it. Seems like when you don't search, that's when things happen, when you least expect mm-hmm. them. If you're going right. to sit there and dwell, yeah, I'm going to find this man.
Right.
It's usually not a good sign. It don't
right.
work out that way, you know?
I usually keep myself pretty busy. I think the phone has kind of brought out this little, I don't know, I'm tired of it kind of thing.
Right. 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 I mean, there's nothing wrong with, dating, being friends or anything, but, you just got to wait for it to happen. It'll happen naturally.
It will. That's the way I prefer it. So, well, thank you. That was great. You nailed it.
Okay.
Definitely.
and very true with your energy, yeah.
But I appreciate everything you do, and I'm a light worker, too. So thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh,
and happy New Year, both of you.
Thank you.
Oh,
you
love
too.
You. We love you. That's such a sweetie. And that's what I laugh when you guys are tuning in. See, we teased her about her Twitter. She did not get a fit. She came back and we teased her even more. That's what we love, calling that to the universe. Ring us the fun wild ones. I got to tease you a bit about the fact that the guide said that you also, the reason that you are is that your wolf totem is part of why this moon's doing that, and that you will be very choosy. But when you do pick the mate and the things happen, look out, because there's going to be nothing stopping you. So
great.
It's very strong. We love you. Thank you. Tune in. Come back.
Thank
we've got
you
to get
so
some
much.
Here. Lots of friends. Lots of people calling in. We've got ones doing Don't Rush Me, Big Kids. We got to go slow here. This is fun. I wrote to Jethro once before, and I've got to tell you this. I have got to tell you, I love Gary Wimmer. He is the rock of my life. He told me things that no one else did. But I want to know, can I take and wear Jasper around my tarot cards and put them in a way of reading them? I'm not understanding. Okay, but I'll let you know, if you do want to put stones there, yes, you should put different stones in with your cards. Always keep your stones wrapped. Have you ever heard about putting Jasper around their cards, Lori?
No. I don't have the knowledge of the stones. I use a pendulum. If I second guess myself on the cards, I will use a pendulum, and that seems to be working for me. And it's a pendulum that I basically put together here. You know, I didn't go out and buy it.
Yeah.
But
I love
but,
that.
But you have to use it for that purpose. If it's a necklace or whatever, you just have to use it for that purpose. You can't just wear it for jewelry and then bring it back. You lose the energy that way.
Yeah, that's very much there. Mm-hmm. Those of you tuned in, this is Jethro and Lori C. We're having fun here. We're being wild on Psychics Gone Wild. Got a lot of ones tuning in. Lori's going to read a beautiful poem here in a moment, so you guys get ready. I've got a lot of you writing in, calling in. Go to PsychicsGoneWild.com. Get that time with us. Right now we're doing specials. All of us are doing specials. If you go on to PsychicsGoneWild.com, you'll see them there. Just for instance, to get a hold of Lori is LORIC1024@gmail.com. That's LORIC1024@gmail.com. Mine is PsychicJethro@AOL.com. Just the way it's spelled, PsychicJethro@AOL.com. Get a hold of us, email us, talk with us. We'd give out deals. I know that you guys are going, it's New Year's. I do have a pretty full schedule. I'm right now trying to book in some other things. For those of you who know that I read in D.C. and I do in Tampa, but I do have a couple openings later on next week. So if you guys would put in, I can also. We're all trying to help you guys. More importantly, get to one of the readers. I know that Intuitive Chris is phenomenal. He is working too much, and sometimes he will take on a little bit more of the reading. So if you get a hold of Chris will work you in. If that means he sleeps a little less or what, that's the way he is. He's a wild man. So make sure you get a hold of the psychics on there. Patty Negri's doing discounts. Dina Flanagan. This is the time of the year. You want to get your forecast. We're talking about goals. We're talking about setting. Grab Lori. Say, Lori, I want to get with you. Lori will sit down. She'll do a reading. She'll do a very fair amount. Sometimes Lori gets in a little trouble. Lori's doing way under the amount, but she gives you the guys the value. So we can't, get on Lori for doing the right thing, for helping you guys at a level that's affordable. And Lori's worth a lot more, but Lori's superwoman, so we let her stay that way. Lori, would you read out the poetry? We've got them waiting for this wonderful poem.
Oh, yeah. this poem I had wrote many, many years ago when I used to submit my poetry to a site called poetry.com. And it's fitting for a new year, and the title of this is called New Beginnings. Each day is a new beginning, a road we must travel. We learn and experience the pains that one must face to succeed. Like a flower in bloom, it all takes time to develop. Phases are presented and taken over by steps. There is a beginning and an end. As we try new options, something seems to steer us to the left or right. Our minds get confused from which way to go now. The advice is given from one who has experienced such. The intuition that is given to each of us allows us to make our choice. Whether it be right or wrong, there is no right answer. We are only our own judges, answers to become known in our minds. Allow me the wisdom to know and to grow. There it is.
I love that. That's beautiful. I have David here's writing in to us. I can see this. I'm in the Real Psyche Stonewalled room again. Jethro, you have not been coming in and doing emails. We want to hear from you. Those of you tuning in, those are our chat rooms. The Real Psyche Stonewalled room is in Facebook. Type in that up above. It will bring you to our group, a join. We are an open group of fun individuals, and we love you to share things, fun things. We do request do not do commercials. We're not just a store. You don't just go into Kmart and drop Walmart papers. So just please don't market yourself in there, but just come in. Be friends, share stuff. You're welcome to give your information. We love to be friends, or we like to tease. I got to warn you, Jan and Chris and Lori and all of our wild ones are in there. So if you're ready to play, look at angels, look at totems, learn about plants, go to Real Psyche Stonewalled Room. David, I know that I haven't been doing a lot of aura picture readings this year. I apologize, a little busy, but we will be giving some free readings away in the Real Psyche Stonewalled Room. What we do is we pick out randomly a person. You put in, I would like an aura reading, and we give you a little bit of an aura reading, what I see in your picture. Those are free, and you can get them in the Real Psyche Stonewalled Room. Lori, I'm having a blast with you. We've got people pushing. We've only, unfortunately, got 8 minutes left of this show, so we're going to grab a few, maybe one more person, because they're going, Jethro, you and Lori are having fun. I want to talk on the phone, too. Okay, we got it. I don't get this. Why do you write me on Skype? Jethro, I can't believe it. My husband is a Capricorn. He won't listen to me. Can I take the sea goat out and put him to sea? No, you'll get wet if you do that.
You want my Capricorn? You want my Capricorn? You can have him.
She's got a Capricorn. She's got a Capricorn. Oh, my gosh, and you're a Scorpio and a Capricorn. That's a strong household.
Yes.
What is the child? Your son, what's his astrology?
And then my son is a Pisces.
Oh, my. Oh, the strongest of the 12. Here we go. You guys know what's happening, where the party is? Lori's in California is where it's happening. We love all you guys. We're learning about us. We're learning about you. This is Jethro and Lori C. having a party on Psyche's Gone Wild. We're going to give out a prize here, and what we've got tonight is we've got a beautiful necklace. This is a gem necklace. You will be able to see it on Facebook if you go there, and it's a beautiful koi. One was given out to the person that picked up Jan readings, and this one will be given out with a gold necklace tonight with a beautiful, it's a gold and, pink and silver, I can't say the word. I'm having a glitzy look. It's a beautiful necklace. It's a $45 necklace that will be given away tonight to, and I'm going, oh, we've got Roxanne Hildegard. Roxanne Hildegard, you are the winner, and you're in Colorado. So, Roxanne, we thank you so much. I will put that picture up, and I'll send it to you in the mail. Please confirm. All of you winners, remember that, unfortunately, we've got a little bit of a delayed reaction. I will be mailing all of that out when I hit Tampa, Florida. Now it looks like I may have a delay because of television. I will be on it, and then I will lay it out. So you'll get your prizes. Don't worry. It does take me a little bit, but you just got them. So the really fun thing is you'll get them. Please confirm with your emails. So all of you that have got them, so you know, I know you got your present. We did find out that last year a mailman in Florida was enjoying a lot of our T-shirts. We joked with it and found out later he wasn't a mailman. He was just some guy picking up Jethro's mail, and as gullible as I was handing it to him. So we got to look.
Wow.
Yeah, he has a lot of shirts out there. He loves to wear me and Jan, and I understand Patty's also a favorite of his. So we don't want to do that. We want to make sure you guys get your email and get your presents. That's the fun of it. And thank you, Nanette Stevens, for putting on there that you won the necklace, the picture of Jan's poetry and the necklace, the totem. I love you dearly. Vicky, you also put up the picture of all the prizes you won. Lori's been a winner. We will be giving out those other winners. with them, put in a picture of it, put it on Facebook, let people know. Not only does it show that it's real, that what we're doing, more importantly for us, it shows us that you like them or you care. Or put down, I got these and I gave them to my uncle because he's a brat and I thought it would scare him. I don't care. But put something on there that lets us know that you received it. Lori, they want to know on the goals with you. Lori, do you have any goals of what you want to do in your career? I'm a psychic and I think you're really good.
My goal is to focus on the work that I'm doing, to try to learn as much as I can, to share my knowledge, and to make other people happy and have a better life. That's my goal.
Excellent, beautiful. And I didn't get a chance last night for all of you guys that are tuning in to remember, we are this year really working. Send to me on psychicsgonewild.com. Put in for the prizes. Put in for this stuff. Let me know what you want. You guys asked for Lori. If you recall, 4 months ago we had some other individuals and things were going and you wrote to me and asked, we want to have somebody who's very strong empath. We want to have someone who really cares about people. And the blessing and the magic took form for us. We had two strong people come forth, Chris White, empath, and Lori Connell. So those of you tuning in, that's what we got. You guys are the ones doing this. I don't know if you've realized it yet. You're steering this ship. Now, if you write to me and say, I don't like it, and I want you to bring me egg noodles every day, Jethro, so that I feel good, I'm going to probably write back, no, no. Mama says no. But mostly I'm going to write to you and say, be wild. We've got a lot of friends here writing in. Jethro, I can't wait to listen to the show. I'm really missing Chris White. You better get him back in here. We were on before, and our friends are doing a video of him and Angie Mitchell. I've also got one up now I'm listening in. I'll be doing one on Lori. I hope she likes tomatoes because we're going to do a sitcom or a comedy of her and some that ones. We love her. She's very much fun. Your friends over in United Kingdom.
Oh, yay. How tomatoes. You
Juggle.
And then I'll cook them.
And we'll show you what a wild woman does on Superwoman Day. Those of you guys that are tuning in, Lori, can you honestly say, we're going to be doing Jeopardy. What would, if you had to pick one of the hosts on this show, you've gotten to know some of us now, you're getting to know, and you would say, who would be the most hardest person to do Jeopardy on? Which topic would you pick?
Which topic? I would have to say, like, the runes and stones.
Oh, yeah.
I agree. I'm not familiar with that. Yeah.
And so those of you tuning in, now if you guys have ever played Jeopardy, how you turn that around is you answer it. You don't give the answer like you would a thing. You give the question, and you already have the answer. They would say, out of all the subjects and topics, and you would say Lori Connell, and you'd pick that topic, and then they would say, out of all of it, they'd say runes and tarot, and then you'd have to answer it with a question. One of the most hardest topics, Lori would say, and see how you guys are doing it. I've got a lot of you guys, and I'm giving you examples on how to play it because you want to play. And yes, we're bringing Psychic Monopoly back. Call the 800 number, 844-935-7200, and tell us where you are and which person you want to win that state. Whoever has the most points in that state wins it, like Monopoly, just like we go around the board. If you get 3 calls that you guys complain, like Jethro won't pick up my phone, I get thrown in jail. Please don't throw me in jail. I want to play the game this time. Linda Irwin and me did win. We do have a little bit of a sitcom. You'll be hearing that later. Today I couldn't get it to play. One of our fans has put up a market of it. Remember to go to the marketing for us that helps us on the show to our sponsors. PsychicStore.com. That's PsychicStore.com. Wild111.com. That's 3 ones. Wild111.com. And please don't forget BlueMoonNow.net. And it's Linda, anything you want to tell these wonderful people before they push us out the door into the cold street again?
I just want to tell everybody, take one day at a time. Don't overdo yourself. Stay healthy. Stay happy.
I got to tell you guys, this was one of the funnest, hypest ones we've had, Lori. I got to say, you are a rock of fun. And I'm teasing all these with this word. They're going, why are you calling Lori a rock? I go, because she's a gem. Now, you guys keep up with the cut. We love you. And don't forget, if you get a chance, definitely go to psychicsgonewild.com. Get a chance to do a reading. Let me know what you think. We all love you guys. Remember, stay wild. It's the way to be. Next week, it'll be me and Lori. If not, we have our other person that's supposed to be in. But just tune in, because Thursdays is Lori's for this month, and we're having fun. Chris and, I'm sorry, Angie will be over there, and they're going to do a special. So you guys stay tuned in. They are the best, and we are rocking, and we love all of you. See ya in the tunes.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Good night.